Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% US-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
What is the leading cause of death in America? Every single day, 2,363 human beings die from one completely preventable cause. It's not heart disease, cancer, or COVID-19. In fact, the 2,363 that die are all children. To learn what this crisis is and how to put an end to it, visit 2363.org. That's 2363.org. Paid for by Live Action.
It's CJ Harris and Michelle. Fine ice if you can't tell. And they tell the truth so well. There's no walking on eggshells. No topic is off topic. Stay tuned and you'll hear about it. Politics and social problems. And their thoughts on how to solve them. Got a show on radio. Talking to people in the know. If you want the truth, then trust the host. Cause they gon' keep them accountable. They say plain, that's the way it is. It's in the name, it's the way they live. They're about to be on your radio. Say it plain, enjoy the show.
What is good? What is good, SIP Nation? It's Thursday on Saying It Plain. I'm your host, TK Harris. I want to welcome you to the ride. Joining me in the building is my co-host, the queen of Saying It Plain is here. Michelle's in the building. What's up, Michelle?
What's going on, people? Happy Friday, Junior.
Friday, Junior.
Let it go.
I didn't say a word. Happy Friday, Junior. I even tried to embrace it a little bit there, Michelle. What's good? What's going on? It's Thursday on Saying It Plain. We got another awesome show lined up for you. We got a special guest joining us on the SIP hotline. The host of the show, America's Big Deal. We got Scott Evans joining us on the SIP hotline this morning. Awesome interview. You're going to definitely enjoy that.
Absolutely.
If you guys, we'll get into it a little bit later. If you guys haven't heard of America's Big Deal, but he's joining us on the SIP hotline. We have a topic going on this morning, Michelle. We're talking about why we need to be vigilant with social media. We're going to talk about that coming up later on, Michelle, as well. How you feeling, Michelle? How's your week been?
Feeling all right. You know, voice been playing tricks on me, but I've been doing good.
Good.
How's your week going, TJ?
I can't complain. You know, well, I can complain, getting through.
Moving forward.
Keeping moving forward. You know, you gotta do. But you know, Thursday always gets me going and gets me in a better mood. So, you know, we're gonna get into it today. I'm excited about the special guest interview with the host of America's Biggest Deal. Scott Evans. If you guys haven't seen the show, it's a interesting competition that's on the USA Network. We're gonna get into that with him a little bit later on in the show.
Yes.
We got so much to get into, Michelle, so much to talk about. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to get right into it this morning. Saying It Plain, of course, is sponsored by the Investigation Chronicles of Marshall and Shaw. It's the first book of my three-part series into the investigations of Marshall and Shaw. This is book number one. It's kind of the intro into the characters. You can get it at sayingitplain.com/books. Again, sayingitplain.com/books. It's the terror at the school. As I said, book number one of a three-part series. Book number two is going to be coming out in early 2021. And you don't want to miss book number two. But before you get it, you got to get an intro into Marshall and Shaw.
Absolutely.
By checking out book number one. Go to sayingitplain.com/books.
Great gift for young adults as well as adults.
Absolutely. And Christmas is coming up. What a nice stocking stuffer.
That's
to
a stocking
to stuff your stockings with the Investigation Chronicles of Marshall and Shaw.
That's right.
Absolutely. Go do it. SanitPlane.com/books.
All right,
Michelle, so we're going to get into it. And we're talking about social media. Mm. In particular, social media and our kids. And, you know, so many stories that could precipitate this conversation. But there was one in particular for me that I was reading. And when I read this story, it just made me say we had to talk about this. Because our kids, this generation in particular, Michelle, is the generation of social media and the generation of the internet. Our kids these days have access to something most of us didn't have until we were teenagers or adults.
Yeah.
And so they're getting it at birth. You know, I mean, as soon as they're old enough to pick up a computer, which nowadays is 3. Yeah. I mean, literally, you know, they're starting with social media.
Actually, younger
and
than 3.
It may be younger than that. You know, they're starting with the cell phone and they're on YouTube and they're on all these different platforms. But the dangers that are out there that we can't ignore. And as I said, I had one story in particular, Michelle, that just came out to me this week. And the story was about 2 teenage girls and a teenage boy who are now facing murder charges in connections to a killing of an 18-year-old boy that they went to school with.
Ooh.
Now, just hearing that in itself makes you say, what the hell is going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Grant, the young man who was killed, made the fatal mistake of having sex with the ex-girlfriend of Andre Clemens, one of the young man who was behind the killing.
Mm.
Who became enraged, and he recruited 2 young girls to help him kill Grant.
Wow.
Yes. So, this was a text message that the young man sent to one of the girls. Murder will definitely happen soon, he said in his text message. This is what he texted Christy Parlacini, I want to say her last name is, one of the girls who helped him in this plot. She texted him back, I would help you, but becoming a murderer right now isn't what is needed. That's what she texted him.
Right now? Okay.
He texts back, okay, well, it's happening before homecoming.
What?
She texted him back, okay, that sounds good.
Are you serious?
Yes. And they said, how about next Sunday? She said, if that's good for you. These are the text messages.
How do you put murder on your to-do list? Like,
These are the text messages these young people are sending to each other. They're just sending them back and forth to each other. Then the story went, Grant was lured to his apartment with the promise of having sex with one of the young girls. Yeah. And that jumped into the text chain. You know, so he's thinking he's about to have sex with one of these young girls. He goes to their apartment. They stab him and murder him.
Wow. That is sad. Now y'all have ended one young life and also destroyed all of your lives.
These are 16 and 17-year-olds. I think one was actually under the age of 16.
Wow.
All of this, Mitchell, this murder plot was all put together over text messages to each other. You know, and I started looking after I read this story.
Wow.
And I'm looking at the number of crimes, Michelle, committed by our children that all start with Facebook, Twitter,
Snapchat, Instagram.
We didn't even get into Snapchat yet. Instagram, and text messages that our children are all using. And, you know, and these young people have gotten smarter now, Michelle. And as you just said, Snapchat. And now they're using applications that you can't track. Like Snapchat.
So they think.
You know, they think you can't track. You know, like Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And where the messages are being erased.
Mm-hmm.
But the conversations they're getting involved in. And the things they're getting involved in. Because they don't understand the dangers of these conversations, and also the dangers of the people that they're meeting. You know, I look also at the number of children who have just come up missing. And, you know, we do the missing every week. And the number of children who come up missing because of meetings on social media of some kind. And as I said, Michelle, they're now doing them in secret.
Yeah.
And they're using these secret apps to set up their meetings because they don't think your parents can track them.
Because parents, you know, parents get busy. You're working, you're providing, you're doing everything else. And then your kids are doing everything else.
Exactly.
And we're not up to date. A lot of us are not up to, you know, up to date on the different apps that are being offered to our children for quote unquote social media purposes. Messaging, you know, we don't know all the apps that there are that can be used and how they're used fully and how kids can use them to hide their conversations, their plans, their discussions, their fights, all of that. And we honestly have to, go through like training camp to know and
as I said, they are born into this world.
Yes.
They are born into a digital world where everything is at their fingertips. Mm-hmm. When most of us were born out playing
outside,
out till the lights went out outside. Mm-hmm. You know, we were learning how to put toys together, you know, make stick figures. I don't know. We
climb, you know, trees, climb jump trees, fences. Jump fences.
This is what most of us was doing in our young years, our teenage years. That's because the internet didn't come around till when, Michelle? The mid-90s?
Mid-90s.
Somewhere around
most
there.
Of us didn't have access to it until late 90s.
And most people really didn't start having access to it until around 2000. I think I got my first computer, Michelle, in like 1999. You know,
it's about something.
You know, and so this is how we grew up. You know, mm-hmm. most of us, you know, in my age group, your age group, we learned the internet, you know, as late teens, early adults, like I said, mm-hmm. when our young children, they're not only are they learning it at the age of 3 and 4 on YouTube and these things, they're also learning it in school. Mm-hmm. You know, they're learning programs and they're learning how to bypass things on the internet. And, when most of the time when you have an issue with something, who's the first one you call? You call one of your kids. You call one of your kids to fix it for you when you're having an issue with your cell phone or mm-hmm. you're having an issue with a computer program or an app because they've worked on this stuff in school. You know, they're doing coding. They're doing all these things. So they are knowledgeable about this world. But
they're a lot more advanced with this technology.
They are advanced in technology, but they're not advanced on the dangers of technology.
They're not mentally,
you know, they're not mentally advanced on this thing. You know, I saw that young people between the ages of 10 and 16, Michelle, almost 50% of them are reporting that they've been involved in some type of cyberbullying.
Of course.
Whether the victim of it or a participator in it. Mm-hmm. You know, and it has suicides of young people up 50% because of it. Teachers are reporting that cyberbullying is the number one concern that they have with their kids. Remember when we went to school, Michelle? What was the number one concern someone was picking a fight on the playground.
Basically. Beat you at the bus stop.
The number one concern of teachers now is cyberbullying because most stuff between kids goes on the internet.
Outside of
school. You know, they're texting each other while they're in class, planning things.
Yeah.
You know, and
or they're
like,
it outside. You know, at night after school when they're at home and they in these groups, these chat groups and people, and what people don't realize is that a lot of stuff happens because people misread messages online.
Exactly, because the way you write something can mm-hmm. say one thing to one person and something completely different to someone else because it's the perception of the reader.
Yes.
You know, you can't tell, they can't go off what your voice is mm-hmm. or go off the inflection on your face. It's the way they read it.
You know.
And that is completely different depending on who the person is.
We being older, you know, if you were in a chat and you mistakenly left your cap locks on and you put what's going on and it's all in cap locks, you'd be like, why are you screaming at me? And then people have to go back, like, I didn't scream at you. But then it's like, you could just say, you know, I didn't like something or just say something, just a simple sentence that could mean absolutely nothing, but the person reading it, they have other feelings behind it and take it a completely different way. And these kids don't know how to discern that. And then also, you got all this hormones and stuff going into play now with these kids.
You know, we talked about the number of suicides. You know, a lot of that comes from just the cyberbullying on pictures of how somebody looks at a picture, like on Instagram, you know, there's so many things. And we have to ask yourself, you know, and what can you do? And this here we are directly talking to parents about what you can do because right now it is either we do something or this story that I read, this story that I read is going to become more common than it already is. Yes. I mean, I promise you, if you go Google things that are children and incidents with that link back to the internet, you're going to find so many stories. So what we do is determined by us as parents. And the first thing you got to do is keep an open dialogue with the children.
Yes.
A huge chunk of young children's social lives, like I said, are now take place on the internet. Mm-hmm. It's different than it was for us. So we have to communicate with our kids about their social media use and what your expectations and limits are to what they do.
And I mean, we can't, you know, what they say, that saying goes, how do you know when a kid is lying?
Their mouth is
when their mouth is moving. And, you know, you can ask your child, how's everything? It's fine.
That's
how's
the
school going? It's good. It's all right. It's cool.
So that means you as a parent have to take the additional steps. You know, you can't just have the conversation without setting the ground rules. You gotta set the ground rules, folks. You're the parent.
Stick with them.
You know, set the ground rules and stick with them. Have a conversation with your kids about what they are allowed to post,
mm-hmm.
the accounts they are allowed to follow, the app they are allowed to use.
Mm-hmm.
Lay the groundwork. You're the parent. Make it clearly communicated and stick with it. Because guess what? You pay the internet bill.
Mm-hmm.
You pay that cell phone bill. And
pay that rent. Exactly.
You're the boss. They aren't. You know, and for our parents that are timid, you know, because there are some of us who are timid, we don't want to upset our kids. I guess you would say, if you're that type of parent, which I don't understand, because like I said, you are the boss. But if you're that type of parent, put an app on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are many, many apps many that are apps. Set up for parents.
Google them. All you have to do is Google them.
That you can put on their phone, that you can track them, that you can track what they're doing on the internet, you can track where they're going. And honestly, if you are a parent, as I said, you are paying for their bill, make it a requirement.
Yeah.
I am putting this app on your phone. Do not delete it. Mm-hmm. Do not turn it off. If you delete it or you turn it off, I will take your phone. Period.
I ain't even going to have to tell you that I put it on the phone. Before you even get the phone, you're going to get that app on there.
Well, nowadays, kids are sophisticatedly smart, so they figure out where stuff
You know, and it's also with, I know a lot of parents don't want to infringe upon their child's privacy. But my thing is that I'd rather have the conversation now than to have it later over a hospital bed or the police station or a funeral home. Because nowadays, so cyberbullying, things that are happening on social media and the internet is getting way too rough and harsh for our children. And we have to be responsible for them. And honestly, our children are not, their children in today's age, they have to grow up a lot faster than we used to, but they're not mentally ready for everything that's happening in this world right now. And we have to understand that. And they don't. So we have to be that ground for them, that stable ground for them, to let them know these are boundaries that you cannot cross and these are for your safety.
Exactly. And the bottom line, as I said, these kids are part of a generation that has never knew life before the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Since they've been online since a young age, so it's important to teach them about the risk.
Yes.
You know, you can have your fun on the internet, but you need to understand the risk, the predators, the scams, the cyberbullying, all of that.
Yes.
So you need to put your foot down, step up, and do not waver. You are the boss, folks, because you taking control is what can save your child's life and keep from you reading a story to find out your 16-year-old or your 15-year-old was involved in a plot to kill someone mm-hmm. that they put together on freaking the internet.
You can save your child's life as well as someone else's.
Absolutely.
It takes a village, honestly. I mean, I know it sounds cliche and that saying has been around for years, but it is the God-honest truth.
Mm-hmm. All right, Michelle, let's wrap up the topic. We're going to continue going, and we're going to transition right into the Saying It Plain Entertainment Report.
Y'all ready for the news?
It's Doja Cat.
This is DJ Khaled.
My name is Saweetie.
Lil Yachty here.
The Saying It Plain Entertainment Report.
Alright, today on Michelle Saying It Plain Entertainment Report, I just wanted to first get this out the way. Happy news, Shawnee O'Neal, the ex-wife of Shaquille O'Neal, has just gotten engaged this week. She is engaged to her boyfriend of 2 years, Pastor Keon Henderson. They announced it on social media with posting pictures from people.com of the engagement, and they seem extremely, extremely happy, over the moon. Shawnee O'Neal even mentions in People, on people.com that she's never had the proposal done before. She never had anyone ask her to marry them, or get down on one knee. And so she was extremely, extremely excited and happy. So congratulations to them.
Congratulations to her. Congratulations to Keila O'Neal too.
I'm not going there with you. Congratulations. But Shawnee O'Neal makes her own money. Girl's boss of her own. But yeah, congratulations to Shawnee O'Neal and Pastor Keon Henderson. Also, this week in social media news, or entertainment news, this is also social media news because Danny Lee, singer and choreographer, and the rapper DaBaby, they have been all over social media this week following her Instagram live of her and him arguing while she holds their 3-month-old baby. They're going back and forth. It later cuts to him actually recording her and they're arguing back and forth. Police were called. She has actually now been charged with assault. Against the baby. It got really, really heated. He called her names. She called him names. A lot of people have been coming to the defense of Danny Lee because she has just given birth 3 months ago to a baby girl, and they believe that she could possibly be going through postpartum, and he used the word crazy, and that triggered a lot of people, especially a lot of mothers, because that is like definitely not the word to use when a woman just had a baby and she could possibly be going through postpartum, and that triggered a lot of women. That even triggered me because I seen some of the lives and the interaction between the two of them. It got really nasty.
So wait. So I know we're not going to justify.
Oh no. There's no justifying anything of what either one of them did, because honestly, let's be honest, like from the social media posts, okay, he told her to get out. She said he told her to get out at midnight with their 3-month-old daughter. And she was absolutely right. You know, that's kind of trifling. You want me to get out in the middle of the night with our 3-month-old child? Like, really? During COVID? 3-month-old? Like, we really gonna do that? A lot of people was judging her, saying she should have her own. She actually has her own. But it was the fact of the matter is, you kicked out your baby mother, and then you went on social media and said she was a side chick. Oh. My thing is that the post that you was posting for the last 2 years of y'all together, all hugged up, snuggled up, cuddled up,
This goes back.
Don't call her a side chick now after everything done went south.
This goes back, Michelle, to what I said last week about you can't believe nothing you see on social media.
True.
If you listen to what people say on social media, everybody's in the most loving,
absolutely,
possible relationship ever. But everything you see on social media is not true.
No.
And people need to understand that, because, a lot of people use social media to compare for their own lives, and they're comparing themselves to the stuff they see on social media. Oh, this person's life is so good, and they've done...
Well...
All cat folks.
Well, on the live also, Danny Lee said that the argument got started because he found her plan B. She said he wants to, go without protection, and she not with it because she just had a baby. She not trying to have another kid, and she had a plan B, and he found the plan B and got upset and wanted to kick her out of the house in the middle of the night. If that is true, that is dumb. But this also goes to say, women, we as women have to protect ourselves and our fertility and our mental stability
Because this is what happens. When somebody shows you who they are, believe them. Because previous to her, he has a baby mother. And it was all fun and games when you were the chick all over on his arm and you were, you know, had words to say about the previous child's mother of his. And now the tables have turned and he has you all over social media looking crazy. And now you are faced with an assault charge over some mess. We have to protect ourselves, period. Because people like that, if, you know, given a chance, they will make you look crazy. And it's sad to say, because if she is going through postpartum, which is a possibility, this is the worst time to be going through something like this. So now you, not only did you get put out the house that you were living in for 3 months with him, you are also facing an assault charge with a 3-month-old child, which is extremely sad. And that is it for the Michelle's Entertainment Report.
A lot of drama.
Listen, watching that, those lives and going back, watching the videos and stuff of their interaction and how the cops was called and how her interactions was with the cop. Like, it was extremely sad. It was extremely, extremely sad. And I mean, it all played out on social media. And I swear, if a lot of things need to be kept private.
Exactly. I swear, I need people to stop putting all their business on social media.
And I understand he said he was reporting to protect himself because, you know, all it took was her to say, like, oh, he hit me and he had no proof that she was the one hitting him. You just don't. You got to protect yourself with video, but just because you take video of it, take it for the courts. Don't take it for social media.
All right, Michelle, we are going to take a break. Let's go take a break. After the break, we'll be back with more of Saying It Plain.
Did you forget that special occasion or anniversary? Or are you ready to pop the question but can't afford the ring? Ladies, do you want to treat yourself to diamonds but just can't afford it? Well, now you can with Crown Jewelers. With Crown Jewelers, all credit is accepted, low monthly payments, and a small down payment, and the bling you've been wanting could be yours. Go to www.sayingitplain.com/crown. Again, sayingitplain.com/crown. All credit is accepted at Crown Jewelers. Time to get your bling on.
All right, so we are back from the break. This is Saying It Plain on an SIP Thursday, and it's time for some history. In particular, it's time for some Black history. It's This Week in Black History. Let's go.
This Week in Black History.
It means power, endurance.
That freedom ring.
We just want freedom. We just want justice. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is. All right, so this week in Black History, Michelle, Delano Eugene Lewis. On November 16, 1999, President William Jefferson Bill Clinton nominated Delano Lewis to be the United States Ambassador to South Africa. If you guys have not heard, Delano Lewis was on the show. Go to sayingitplain.com. You can click on our archives to go back and hear that interview. It was a great interview.
Yes.
Delano Lewis. Lewis was confirmed by the U.S. Senate and served in the capacity from 1999 to 2001, having spent much of his adult life to that point as the attorney and businessman. Lewis was a non-career appointee who held leadership roles in the U.S. Peace Corps and National Public Radio. Delano Lewis earned his bachelor's degree of arts and political science and history at the University of Kansas and a law degree from Washburn University School of Law in Topeka, Kansas. In 1998, Lewis became the first African American to serve as president and CEO of National Public Radio. By this point, Lewis also served on the board of directors for Apple Computer, BET, Colgate Palmolive, Halliburton, and Eastman Kodak. Because of his extensive experience in telecommunications, in 1994, President Clinton named Lewis as the member of the newly formed National Information Infrastructure Council, which, of course, is for the launching of the internet. This 27-member body was the first federal agency charged with helping us to determine the future course and shape to become as the information superhighway. When
61-year-old Lewis attempted to retire. President Clinton asked him to serve as the U.S. ambassador to South Africa. Mm. At the end of his tenure, he returned to his home in New Mexico and started a consulting business, Lewis and Associates.
Okay.
November 16th, 1999, Black History.
That's awesome.
Delano Lewis. And as I said, go to sayingitplain.com. Check out the interview we did with Ambassador Lewis. It was an awesome, awesome interview.
Absolutely.
And we enjoyed having him on. And
absolutely.
That is This Week in Black History.
All right now.
Potential. It's all around us all the time, but it's often left untapped. Waste No Potential is a new podcast dedicated to the stories of visionary leaders who discovered opportunities the rest of the world missed. Follow me, Alexandra Samuel, as I uncover some really clever ways people make the most out of potential for themselves and for their businesses. Listen to Waste No Potential wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Michelle, so we have a special guest interview. As
yes.
I said, we sat down and talked with the host of America's Big Deal on USA Network, Scott Evans, joined us on the FIP hotline.
Emmy-nominated host, Scott Evans.
Absolutely.
Because he has been on a lot of things.
Yes, he's been on a lot of different, a lot of different shows.
Co-hosting and hosting.
Awesome, awesome, awesome getting a chance to talk to him. Again, the name of his show is America's Big Deal. If you have not heard it, it's on USA Network.
Yes.
We're going to go to that interview right now. Scott Evans joined us on the SIP hotline. Let's go. All right, so USA Network is airing its new live shoppable competition series, America's Big Deal. Joining us on the SIP hotline is the star and host of the show. We got Scott Evans on the SIP hotline. Scott, how you doing?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Listen, this is exciting.
What I love
is that, you know, it's another opportunity to lift up these small businesses, lift up these business owners. You know, we have all lived through a time.
Yes.
Through
Absolutely.
A time. And so any opportunity we can to love on each other, let's do it.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's get into it. So it's America's Big Deal. So viewers have spent over $1 million on entrepreneurs' products in the first few episodes. Talk to us about the show. For listeners who haven't seen the show, what is this competition all about?
First, let me just say, it is an honor to be here with you two today. I have long hoped I would become a person that could work with my partner. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Someone who could say,
absolutely.
Okay, I love you. I love you enough to not only in life, but also in business.
Absolutely.
Woo! Woo! So it is an honor to sit here with you both as an example of the kind of love that just perseveres, the kind of love that covers all of it. It's a really
absolutely.
Cool thing.
Thank
Listen,
you.
What we're hoping to do each week, if you've never seen the show, we've got four new entrepreneurs each week who come out and pitch their product live to the country. We are the first shoppable live competition series of its kind. You've never seen anything quite like this on TV. And so the entrepreneur who they pitch, they get 2 minutes to pitch the country. After they've done that, then we get to say, okay, I'm in on that. I love this product. Or even cooler, the product is cool, but I love this story. I love this person. I love this entrepreneur. I see myself in them, and I want to support them. I want to help push their business through to the next level.
Mm.
So the entrepreneur who sells the most then gets to step in front of these retail titans. We've got Lowe's. We've got Macy's. We've got QVC and HSN. And sitting in that seat for QVC and HSN is Joy Mangano, the woman who created the Miracle Mop. Right.
Mm.
So she's already changed so many people's lives with her inventions and tweaks to products that we already have grown to love and need. But she then helps take these people's lives to the next level by offering them this crazy life changing deal. Right. Each week, it has been at least $100,000 purchase order. You know, and
wow.
It's been like, well, we want to take However much we invest, we want stake in your company. We want to own part of your company. This is about seeing you enough and loving you enough to realize that we just want to help take you to the next level, and that you own your company. You keep your company. You drive your company the way that you want to drive your company. But now you have access to a buying portal. You have access to a buying audience who already knows you. You know what I mean? Yeah. And for the retailers, it's also a really interesting research study, right? Like, you think about it. Lowe's, QVC, and HSN, and Macy's have never had the opportunity to see how in real time America thinks about a product. You know, maybe QVC and HSN has been the closest, but you're also talking about buyers who are QVC and HSN watchers. You're not talking about people who are just the casual, everyday, you know, consumer who watch TV with maybe no intention to buy. Convert that person into a buyer, to change that person's habit from watching TV to participating and being a part of the experience. It's a cool thing. It's never been done like this before. And so to be a part of that, like, I pinch myself each week.
Absolutely. It sounds like a very interesting concept. Now, as you mentioned, they're delivering a 3-minute product pitch, and the person with the most live sales gets a chance to meet your sponsors. I can only imagine that there has to be a big competition between the entrepreneurs. How has the dynamic been on the show? Has it gotten a little cutthroat? What has it been like?
I love it. Has it gotten a little cutthroat? You know, I'm gonna tell you, I think you said maybe 30 minutes. These people get 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. They get 2 minutes to pitch their product. So one, you know, that ain't a lot of time.
No. Right, right.
That's barely a commercial break. Yes. You know what I'm saying? And if you've ever watched a YouTube video, you know, you don't even get to skip some videos and they longer than 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So the stakes are high. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The energy is high. And I'm going to tell you, we had on our last show, I think the biggest swing, and it was actually our Veterans Day special, right? We wanted to honor our men and women who have served in the armed forces and really come through with products that were uniquely tied to their experience or uniquely tied to entrepreneurs who had personal connections to the armed services. And so we had this woman, Aunt Flora, who created this incredible pie filling and like wild flavors of coffee. She has sweet potato coffee.
Ooh, wow.
Sweet. You heard me right. I know y'all looking at me like,
yeah, Mike, that's interesting.
Sounds kind of good.
Doesn't it? Like, you want to put it on like we want to have a buttery biscuit or something with it, right? So she created these coffees and these pie fillings, and she was pitching her product with her husband and partner, but they were having some trouble with the prompter, right? So they decided and their script. So they decided last minute they were just going to wing it. They were going to get up there. They were going to lift up a prayer, and they were just going to have the time of their lives. And they really did. They had a lot of fun. You could tell things did not go quite as they had planned. She was unable to finish the hard, hard pitch, but she was able to prove to herself and I think to people at home that like age should never be the thing that prevents you from pursuing your dream. And then we had a 19-year-old on the same show, right? Pitched his product. He had this tip tuff. It was a guard that you put your fingers in while you're slicing and dicing so you don't cut the tip of your fingers, because he had experienced a family member who had basically cut the tip of their finger off in that scenario. You and I both know that is the fear. Spice these potatoes up and we go get some little, you know, homemade mash.
Yes.
Every time you're like, but this going to be also the time I lose a finger. This going to be it. I can do it. Lord.
I done had a few close calls in my time.
Just be a guard on my finger, Lord.
Yes.
You know? And so this is a kid who told us he had been pitching this product, developing this thing for 6 years.
Wow.
Now, if he was 19, that means he was 13 when he was at first thought of this idea, first pitched this idea, and had been told by so many people, and including manufacturers, there's no way you are going to be the success in this space. Wow. You're just too young. Wow. You don't know what you're doing. And this product is just not the thing. He accepted not only did he get on the show and compete. So we had this age difference of this great grandmother, right? Mm. And this 19-year-old on the same show to the same audience. And this 19-year-old was able to eke out above the rest. And he won the show.
Oh, wow.
And so when he stood there, this kid with blonde dreadlocks, right? Standing next to this black guy, locks of his own, standing up on this platform, saying to America, "We hear you, yes. and that you have selected us to be standing here, that we intend to, with so much energy, so much spirit, embody all of us, and now have the opportunity to accept this major life-changing deal." From a retailer like QVC, HSN, and Macy's, and Lowe's, to be able to stand there and say, "Now, who do I want to go with?" He chose the deal that wasn't even the biggest number, right? It wasn't like it was the biggest offer. He chose the deal that he believed would offer him the most insight into the business, that would offer him the most mentorship, that would really give him the keys to unlocking not only his future, but the American dream.
That's awesome.
It is an honor each week to sit there and stand there next to these people, you know, who embody the spirit of entrepreneurship and fight and perseverance. You know, our first two episodes, Black Women won. Mm-hmm. Black women, Black entrepreneurs were the winners of these episodes. The third episode, we had a married couple, two women who had been in a fury. I mean, they had sold their house and were traveling the country in an RV to share the brilliance of their business, the energy of their business, to build their business. And then in our fourth episode, we had this guy of Latino descent who created this grip that all of us have longed for when we're carrying in way too many groceries in these bags.
Yes.
Your hands and your fingers, you know, or paint cans or hangers. You know, anytime you try to do some laundry or pick up some dry cleaning or move.
Yes.
Baby, when I tell you the cool thing about these products and these entrepreneurs is that they've all stepped in the gap and said, "How can we make the lives of people a little bit better?"
Easier.
And then the cool part about our show is then America says, "How can we invest in you? How can we help take your business to the next level?" And every week it happens. It's so cool.
That's awesome.
So I hope y'all come join us on USA Network on Thursdays. It's such a fun ride.
Absolutely. Now, for any entrepreneur that is working on or have a life-changing product, what advice would you give them if they're thinking about submitting their product to be featured on this show or just to get started?
I'm glad you asked that. So the thing about our show is we're not looking for ideas. You know, we're not looking for, I thought about this one time I was in the shower and this would be a really cool thing. We're looking for product, right? So you got to have taken it beyond the idea. You got to have taken it beyond the prototype. You need to already be selling this thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like it already needs to be a product that is at market, right?
Yes.
Because think about it. You have to be able to fulfill, at minimum, just to stand on the stage, you have to be able to fulfill a $30,000 purchase order immediately.
Wow. Yes.
Immediately. And so you gotta think about it that way. Like it's got to be something, even if it's we've had a product on our show, for example. It was I believe it was called Nate, this hair mask. It was a beautiful, I mean, this woman, she had such a beautiful spirit, but she also had this incredible product. Now, hair masks aren't game-changing necessarily to the market. Like we have seen, and many of us have used and loved hair masks before, but there was a unique combination in her recipe. There was a unique situation, and the way that she described and told her story was something that was, I think, relatable and made you want to root for her, right? But she also had product that she could sell immediately. She had product that she could sell immediately because beyond that $30,000 purchase order, you also then have to be able to fulfill at minimum $100,000 order should you be the one that stands there and accepts the big deal, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah. So you want to have a product. You want to have a product that is unique enough to stand out on the show, right? But yes. That is also universal enough that everybody at home wants one, and they want one for their kids, and they want one for their neighbor and their family member, and even that person at work they can't stand. But believe that, you know, that we're going to trust that the power of giving is going to be better than the power of talking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, you know, I think that is the I would say that first.
Yes.
And then I would also say to people, whether you're going to be on our show or not on our show, do not count yourself out.
Mm.
Don't count yourself out. Don't allow the circumstances that you may be looking around, because they don't look anything like your dream,
mm-hmm.
because they don't look anything like your goal might look today. Don't let the circumstances and the situation that you might be living in, trudging through, working through today, be the thing that quits you, the thing that yes. causes you to quit. If you would just do me, even if you can't do it for yourself, if you would do me this favor, and I'm getting emotional because I feel like I'm talking to people that I know. I feel like I'm talking to people that need to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Choose the day.
Yes.
Just choose the day. You don't have to talk about the next 20 days, 30 days, 50 days. Just decide mm-hmm. today
yes.
you're not going to give up.
Absolutely.
That today you're going to give it everything you got. That right now there's a choice that you can make, right? There's an
yes.
education that you can get. There's some inspiration that you can draw from. Some courage that you can summon today.
Yes.
Make it happen for yourself, for your family. Don't allow all of the madness that's outside, all of the discouragement and naysayers prevent you from doing this thing, because you know and I know that on the other side of this choice today is the rest of your life, is the future that you desire, is the goal met, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Moving. Keep going.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. This has been amazing, Scott. Let me tell you, I'm looking forward to watching the next episode of the show. It's America's Big Deal. It airs on Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on USA Network. Again, Scott, we want to thank you for coming
yes.
on and talking to us about the show, man. We want to wish you nothing but success the rest of the season.
Oh, man, I do appreciate it. Listen, when they said say it plain, I'm not gonna miss no words.
Absolutely.
That's right.
That's what we like. That's what we like.
Absolutely.
You got to get right to it.
That's right.
Yes.
Hey, thanks again,
so
Scott. We appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
All right, Michelle. So that was Scott Evans, America's Big Deal, airs on USA Network every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interesting competition, especially for my entrepreneurs
yes.
who listen to the show. If you are an entrepreneur, you got a product that you think could do well on this competition, go to USA Network site and check out the show and
yeah.
find out how you can submit yourself to go and get your product out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this interview was absolutely amazing. Love speaking with Scott Evans, and it was an amazing interview.
Absolutely. Again, it's America's Big Deal. It airs on USA Network Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go mm-hmm. check it out, folks.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right, Michelle, so it's time for I See You. Because I'm seeing something today, Michelle, and I think I'm going to talk about it.
TJ is getting down to business. I see you.
I'm seeing it today, Michelle. You guys can only see Michelle in the studio right now. You know, Michelle, so... I was trying to find this tweet, and I couldn't find the tweet, because I would love to read it to you guys word for word, because me reading it word for word is better than my summation I'm about to give of the tweet. So, a white liberal woman, and I'm not going to give her name out,
mm-hmm.
put a tweet up
mm-hmm.
after Democrats lost Virginia. And in the tweet, she said, and I'm just going to sum this up, that black people voted
for there were black people who voted for Republicans. And he put in it, if they're going to vote for Republicans, maybe we do need to take away their votes.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes you got to do things to help people out.
I know you didn't.
As if he was going to teach us a lesson.
Have you lost your
mind? Or somehow she knows what's good for us.
Girl,
you know, I found this hilarious when I read this tweet, and you know, it was in a group that I'm in on Facebook. They threw it in this group, and you know, we were all discussing it. And, you know, it's so funny to me because, you know, we talk about racism, you know, and we talk about a lot about Republicans, right? You know, and the racism of Donald Trump and Donald Trump Republicans. Well, understand, folks, and I want to be very clear about this, racism is not exclusive to the Republican Party. There are liberals who are Democrats who are also racist. You know, they're not outright racist like Republicans, you know, but they're overt racist. You know, they're racist in their biases and they're racist in their ignorance. You know, the ignorance of, I know better than you do.
Mm-hmm.
That I can tell you as a black person how you should react to something.
Mm.
Because somehow I, as a white person, know better than you do. That's the ignorance that this woman portrayed. And it is amazing. You know, Karens and Kens, you know, they are not all Republicans. You know, and a lot of people think that, oh, when they think of Karen, they always think of, he's a Republican. No, they're not all Republicans. There's many liberals, as I said, who have the ignorance of racism. You know, there was a young lady I knew, and she dated a black guy, and she had dated this black guy for years. They had like 5 kids together. And, you know, one day she's talking to one of her white friends, you know, and she didn't realize that I was in the room around the corner, you know, cause I was getting me some coffee and she didn't realize I was over there. You know, she's talking to her little white friend. She's like, yeah. So-and-so brought this black picture of Jesus home and put it on my wall. I looked at that and I was like, no, that ain't real.
Somebody you know what I'm read saying? The Bible lately.
Exactly. You know, and that's the ignorance. That's the ignorance. But she's not racist in her mind. You know, because she's dating a black guy and she has interracial children. And, you know, it amazes me to know how many people, how many white people have said the only way they're racist because they're not racist because they don't use the N-word. You know, and this is
it's
what they
the fact
think.
That that's the only thing they that think could that connect you that to being a racist.
Somehow is the only thing that connects you to be racist. Not racist by your biases, not racist in your privilege, not racist in your thoughts. You know how many white liberals, Michelle, will talk about how they want, how they are so behind public school. And, you know, we're behind public school and it's the best education and you should get this and that. Well, guess what? They won't send their own kids there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are all about Black Lives Matter and, you know, we support it and this and that, but I don't want my own kids out there hanging out with that black person. Mm-hmm. See, those are the biases. You know, I'm not an outright racist. I don't use the N-word. And, you know, I like black people. But your biases and your ignorance shows your racism. You know, it is amazing to me. You know, and because Democrats lost in Virginia, a lot of white liberals in the upper part of the Democratic Party are blaming black people for the loss.
No, you didn't.
You know, and black voters in Virginia and black politicians in Virginia are saying, don't blame us. You know, it's funny because white liberals in the top of the Democratic Party, they come to black America when it's time
show
for
up
elections.
At churches.
You know, they show up at churches during when it's time for elections.
Black club
parties. You know,
parties.
They show up at black club parties when it's time for elections. But the rest of the year, where are you? You're missing in action. You know, mm-hmm. And you can't blame mm-mm. a group of people from becoming disheartened when 360 days of the year you are nowhere to be found, but those 5 days before an election, you have decided that you're interested in Black America.
And their issues.
You know, yes, it's a two-part problem because also, you know, to my black liberals, you know, holding your vote is not a benefit to you either. You know, if you want to hold, you want to use your vote as power, the time to use your vote as power is during primaries. Because when the primary is going on, that is where you can elect someone to go to Washington or to go to your state capital that's going to fight for the issues that you want. If you don't go out and vote during the primaries, guess what? Someone else is deciding who your representative is going to be. So when that person that is representing you doesn't do what you want them to do, then you can't blame anybody but yourself. So that is also an issue. But for my Democrats and my Democrats elite, do not believe, one, the black vote is not monolithic. We do not all think the same way. We do not all vote the same way. And that also goes to Joe Biden, because Joe Biden said that once, thinking that we are somehow monolithic. We are not. Mm-hmm. We all have our own lives. We all have our own reasons for voting. There are black people who do support Republicans because
it's beneficial to them
in their financial lot in life. Yeah. You know, there are people. We are not monolithic. And a lot of Democrats believe, well, you know, that of the Democratic elite, well, black people are going to vote for us anyway because
the Republicans, you know, are racist.
The Republicans are racist, so there's nothing they can vote for in the Republican Party, so they're just going to vote for us. No, because you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is what happened in Virginia. Black people just ain't going to show up to the polls.
You can't assume.
And then, guess what? You're going to lose elections because Republicans don't care about the black vote because they don't need the black vote. The white liberals on the top of the Democratic Party thinking that you do not have to address issues of color, but you could just talk about them right before an election, and that's just going to be good. That's not how it works. That is a losing strategy that will lose elections.
Well, it's the caucasity for me.
The what?
The caucasity. Audacity, but Caucasian audacity.
Mm.
Yeah. It's the caucasity for me. I mean, isn't the problem is that they don't see us as equals, which they never have. Mm. I mean, we were considered 3/5 of a man. Like, I don't even know how you divide a person up like that.
It's stupidity.
It's like you're saying you're threatening to take our rights away. Like, who are you to take the rights of other Americans away?
Or to even think you're smarter in how you vote than someone else simply because you are white.
Yeah. And then, I mean, also, let's also talk about the fact that this country, if we are 100% real, and this is why they don't want people to talk about critical race theory, this country has betrayed African Americans since we got here. And before, the Republicans were for African Americans. Now the Republicans, their policies are against African Americans, and the Democrats are for, you know, we've switched. The people have switched in the parties as to who they are for and the people who they really rally for in this country. And you sit back and you expect that African Americans are going to vote Democrats, but Democrats need to show up harder when it matters. Deal with it and fix it.
Mm-hmm. To my white liberals, top of the party, who just think the black vote is monolithic, we are not. We have issues. We vote based on our issues, just like you vote based on yours. And if you are not going to address our issues, do not be surprised when it's time to vote, half of the black vote does not show up to support you. So your combined ignorance, whether it's the top of the party or it's those black votes who will not vote, it is a losing cause on both sides. It's time to wake up and let go of your biases, your preconceived notions, and look at the bigger picture. We see you. And if you don't see it, I see it. All right, Michelle, we are out of here. We are out of time. Another episode of Saying It Plain in the Books. We want to thank Scott Evans for joining us on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on.
Most definitely. We are out of here. We are off for the next 2 weeks. We are off for our Thanksgiving. We want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Be safe. Enjoy each other. Be safe.
Absolutely. For Michelle, I'm TJ Harris saying thanks for listening. We will see you guys on December the 9th for a brand new episode of Saying It Plain. Deuces.
Enjoy your holiday.
You just listened to Saying It Plain Radio.
Man, I just love what you guys do, man.
Follow the show at Saying It Plain Radio on Instagram or Facebook, and at Saying It Plain Radio on Twitter, and check out the show on the web, sayingitplain.com.
I always follow.
Thanks for listening.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
The leading cause of death in America isn't what you would think. It's not heart disease, cancer, or COVID-19. Every day in America, 2,363 children die from this. It is the leading cause of death, and it is completely preventable. You can help put an end to the loss. Learn the truth at 2363.org. That's 2363.org. Paid for by Live Action.